President of the International Committee of the Red Cross Red Crescent, Peter Maurer, met with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad on Tuesday about the current humanitarian crisis in the nation. The meeting comes one day after government warplanes attacked a northern Syrian town, killing at least 19 people. Violence has recently escalated throughout, with 5,000 killed in August alone, making last month the deadliest since the uprising began in March of last year. ICRC's national spokesperson in Syria, Cecilia Goyne, spoke with Vatican Radio about the objectives of today's meetings between Maurer and Assad.
Mainly the discussions were going around the rapidly deteriorating humanitarian situation in the country and how to improve the humanitarian access to civilians. Because the situation is that since the middle of July, the fighting in and around Damascus has been escalating almost without interruption and has recently intensified. So this situation is also taking place in other parts of Syria, such as Aleppo, which is located in the north of the country, Homs, Idlib, etc. So as a consequence of the fighting, there's tens of thousands of people, they left their houses, they fled to safer areas, such as schools, public schools, or churches, or mosques. So they really need those people. They need the humanitarian assistance. So they are in a constant state of alert, and they fear for their lives as well.
Now, could you speak about some of the specific humanitarian concerns that are within Syria and Damascus and Aleppo, and also in the outskirts of these major cities?
Yes, of course. Of course, the organization is extremely concerned about the situation which is taking place in Syria today. So the humanitarian needs have risen sharply over the past month and a half. So people are suffering on a daily basis because they don't feel safe. So the organization, since the fighting erupted in Damascus, we're talking about mid-July, we decided to focus our efforts on providing assistance to those in need in the city of Damascus and the surrounding areas. So, but at the same time, for the organization, it was difficult to operate in other areas because of the ongoing armed confrontations. So we need to adjust our ways of working. So people, they depend on the help of the humanitarian organizations because it's difficult for them to find food. Many of them, they lost their jobs. So the situation is quite difficult now. So that's why the discussions between the presidents of the Red Cross and Assad was mostly about how to improve the access to civilians, because the organization has the intention to scale up its activities. There's a lot of fighting taking place, so there's more and more people in need of humanitarian assistance.
Now, were any solutions reached in the meeting this morning, or any solutions just even proposed?
Well, I cannot confirm about this because the meeting just finished. But of course, the discussions were around these issues, and the president was also going to share with Mr. Assad the difficulties faced by the ICRC and the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, because we work with them here in Syria to reach those affected by the armed conflict. So in those areas where fighting is taking place, it's more difficult to have access and to be able to provide assistance to those in need. So for the other people, tens of thousands, who are displaced in Syria, if we get access to those places, it's easier to help them. So we need to, in order to provide the assistance and the help to those in need, we need to coordinate. Every time we go to some place, we coordinate with the authorities and also with the opposition armed groups to explain them that the only aim of the organization is to help, it's humanitarian, is to help those in need. So we have, we need a lot of coordination to be able to provide the proper assistance in terms of, let's say, food, or if we have to distribute mattresses, if we have to distribute hygiene kit or any other household items, as well as we try to provide with drinking water. So we've been working a lot. So since the beginning of the year, the organization, jointly with the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, we were able to provide help to 800,000 people from January till the end of August. And we were also able to provide drinking water to almost 1 million people around the country. So we are trying to do we are not covering all the needs of the city and displaced, but we are trying to do as much as possible.
And what can other organizations or other people do, perhaps to help help disseminate this humanitarian aid to those who are really in need, especially the civilians, the innocent civilians within Syria?
Well, this one thing, there is not many organizations, humanitarian organizations, living, staying and working here in Syria, unfortunately, right now. But what is important, and I think this is a strong message, is for the Syrian authorities, as well as of the opposition armed groups, that those who are involved right now in the fighting, they should respect, protect and assist and facilitate as well the work of humanitarian organizations, because they are the ones who are providing life-saving assistance. This is quite important. And also it's important for those teams of the volunteers from the Syrian Arab Red Crescent who are trying to give medical assistance to those in need not to be targeted. Unfortunately, during the past year, we lost 5 volunteers of the Red Crescent because they were caught in fighting. They were just trying to give first aid attention to those in need, and unfortunately they got caught and they died. So this is another. They should not be targeted. They should be able to provide medical assistance. They should be able to transport people in need to clinics, to hospitals, without being targeted. This is very important for us.